Hey everybody, welcome to Michelle is Money Hungry. I'm your host, Michelle Jackson, and today we're talking about making hard financial choices. I kind of paused there. So right now I should be in Europe. In Scotland, to be exact, because, well, I'll tell you this story in a second. Before we get into it, this show is sponsored by the Money on the Mountain Financial Retreat, a financial retreat for single women who are dealing with all their money stuff on their own. If you are financially single, you might have, you know, a person that you're with, but you're financially single, this is the retreat for you. It is a retreat, not a conference. Do check it out. Tickets are selling at a nice steady clip, and it is capped at 65 attendees. So make sure you get yours as soon as possible. You can go to the show notes, michelleismoneyhungry.com/wrongtime to get information on everything. I'll have a link to resources and all the things. Also, this show is sponsored by Make Money with eBooks. I am so excited every time I look at my ebook royalties estimator. This month, it looks like I'm making about $1,700, $1,600 to $1,700 in passive income from ebooks. If you're curious about this, want to know how you can do the same, you can join me in a workshop that I'm running tomorrow via Zoom. So I will include that information in the show notes as well. I will be running that workshop tomorrow, Tuesday, July 30th at 6 p.m. Mountain Time. Learn how you too can make money with ebooks. All right, so today's episode talks all about manifesting amazing things at the wrong time financially and then just having to make some hard financial choices. In January or February, I feel like it was January of this year, I was actually gifted a ticket to attend a conference in Edinburgh, Scotland. I always feel like I'm saying it so wrong. Anyway, the weird thing about this ticket and this trip was that it was on my vision board, not for the event, but I've wanted to go to Scotland for a while. Scotland, Ireland, Iceland, and back to the UK. I have a lot of friends actually in the UK and Scotland. I used to date a guy in Ireland. Like, so I know people. And it's been a while since I've gone overseas. And I was like, you know, I want to go on this trip. I want to go abroad. Let's see if I can make this happen. And it was weird because I just finished my vision board and I ended up gifted this ticket within 3 weeks of putting all this on there. And I was like, wow, this is awesome. I'm going to try to make this happen. And as it got closer and closer to the date for the trip, I was like, I just feel like this is the wrong time financially to do this. Like, I could scramble, I could put the money aside, I could do this, but I don't think that this is the right time financially. And I was right, because at the beginning of the summer, I ended up having to accelerate payment on a bill that I thought I could pay. The plan was I was going to pay it in September. But then things changed and I had to pay it in June. And it was a couple thousand dollars. It was not an insignificant amount of money. And it was very stressful and frustrating. And I was just like, you know, I'm trying to stay true to my financial goal, which is to be unsecured debt free by the end of this year. Like, as soon as I possibly can make this happen. I'm thinking at this point in time, it's probably going to be October that this will happen, the latest November. And as I was trying to figure out, like, is this the right time for me to take this trip? I just sat there and I thought, you know what? I have to stay true to my financial goals. And maybe the universe was trying to see what I would do and play a little Jedi mind trick on me. Honestly, I have no desire to keep talking about this dang debt next year. I really don't. Like, the only thing I'm going to be talking about is I'm making crazy passive income and I'm paying off my student loans, because I'll still owe for student loans. So I thought that I would touch on when you have to make financial choices that are hard. This trip would have happened the day at, like, I literally would have flown over my birthday week. The event started the day after my birthday. Like, it would have been incredible. The event organizers did an amazing job of making it very affordable in terms of accommodation, in terms of food. But I felt that there are still some costs to this trip that would have been, that would have affected my ability to take care of other things that I'm focused on. And quite frankly, when you go to Europe, you're paying for transportation. That's the biggest part of it, unless you're credit card hacking, which I do not do. I'm still able to purchase pretty reasonable tickets, but I was just like, that's like a fourth of a bill, or that's half of a bill, or whatever. And I just couldn't, like, each time I thought about it, it's just like, this is money that I need to spend on this other thing. Also, when you're traveling abroad, you're not just paying for, like, say, the event attendance. Like, I would have, you know, I would have had free event attendance, but I still would have had transportation, food, fun. And honestly, it's been about 7 years, it's been 7 years since I've been to Europe. 5 years since I've been abroad. The last time I was abroad, I was in Australia for 2 months. Don't even go there. I'm not, there was no woe is me. Like, I know I'm really, really fortunate to have been to all the places that I've been. And actually, that was the other side to it. I've been to a lot of places. I've experienced amazing things. If I stopped traveling today for the rest of my life abroad, I still would have experienced more abroad than most people, like most small towns in the Midwest. Like, I've done a lot of amazing things. And that was the other reason why I kind of put it in perspective. Like, this is just a point in my life, and I have other opportunities to go. And barring a bizarre incident where Scotland sinks into, you know, the sea, or all of Europe does, I still will have the opportunity to go abroad again. And it'll be a very different trip, because I won't have all these extraneous extra things that I'm working on and dealing with. And that was the thing that I really had to keep in mind. For the past couple of years in particular, I've worked really hard on building my passive income. That's been like my pet project, okay? And now I'm like, holy crap, like this is coming together. The money that I was talking about at the top of this show with the ebooks does not reflect other passive income that's coming in. So now I'm able to kind of extrapolate, like, what I might be potentially earning by next summer. That becomes a really different trip, right? Because I know I can go abroad, I can make money while I'm there, because I'm growing my passive income, and I can go for a much longer time versus the 2 or 3 weeks that I initially was planning on. So last week I shared an interview with Daniel Dez, who is the creator of the Woke Podcasters community. She is a woman of color who has created this incredible community for women of color podcasters. And in the conversation, she talked about how she was wanting to go to Paris. Like, she was just so excited to go to Paris. And during college, and the trip was like $10,000. Now, let me tell you, that trip was crazy expensive, because I went to Paris for 6 months for $4,000. So I, at the time that we're talking during this interview about this trip, I was like, that is expensive. And she's like, I know. But at the time, her mom was struggling with financial matters, things were going on, and her mom was so sweet and was like, you know what, I will see what I can do to help you make this happen. But she would have had to take more student loans. Like, a lot of things would have had to happen. Now she has all the money she needs to take these trips, to take her mom, to do whatever she wants without worrying about this, because she made some hard financial choices, and she said no to things that she wanted to say yes to. My point is, she can travel anytime she wants now, and she can take her mom without the extra debt. And that was kind of where I was at. I wouldn't have gone into more debt, but I would have delayed finishing taking care of debt. That would have been the trade-off. So if I decided to go on this trip, I would have paid cash, but I also would have pushed back my debt payments probably like by 2 to 3 months. And at this point, I'm so over it that those 2 to 3 months, you know, would have made a big difference to me. And so I had to say no. And it was hard. It was hard. I'm looking at the pictures from the event and I just was like, you know, this is hard. Also, I have one of my best friends in the world is English. She lives in London. She and her husband are phenomenal people. They have 2 beautiful little boys and I wanted to spend time with them. And I thought this would have been a great time to do it, but financially it just wasn't. So that was hard. So anywho, sometimes you need to make hard financial choices and the hard financial choices will be the right ones in the long run. I will be speaking not only at my event, but also the Lola retreat about single FIRE, so financial independence, retire early. And the thing that I'm going to talk about is you cannot even begin to work on FIRE if your foundation isn't set. And I'm working on my foundation now, and it's been hard. And I want you to know, if you're listening, that the journey is hard, but then there's going to be like a turning point. And I'm so close to that turning point. I can tell by all the things that are starting to come together. And I'm just staying focused, doing what I need to do, working like a crazy person. People are like, Michelle, you're working so hard. I'm like, yeah, because I am ready for the abundance that I know is coming my way. Yeah, so if you enjoyed this show, please make sure that you like and subscribe, share a review. If you are a person who is dealing with a hard financial choice, let me know. We're in it together. I could have been in Scotland during my birthday week, learning from other self-published authors. It was a huge opportunity. The other thing I would say is this, that event actually, even though it'll only be in Scotland this year, it will only be in Scotland once. It actually, this community has events all the time, like retreats and things like that. So that was the other piece to it. This is not the only time I will have the opportunity to connect with these authors, with the person who runs this community. And it's my goal to also gift a ticket to an attendee to kind of pay it forward. So I wasn't able to use my ticket, but it meant a lot to me that someone did something like that for me. Likewise, I will be gifting a ticket for someone to attend that event, upcoming events as well, just trying to see what event that will be. And, oh, talking about tickets to events, I have 3 sponsored tickets for Money on the Mountain. Guys, I need my first cup of coffee. I'm struggling today. I try to do these talking head episodes unedited. I like it that way. I think it's a lot more natural. So that is why you'll hear little noises. I'll stumble, I'll stutter, but it's a lot more natural. With the interview, I do edit those. But anywho, I have 3 sponsored tickets for the Money on the Mountain retreat. If you are looking for a scholarship, basically, these are sponsored, but it's a scholarship, please do check out the show notes at michelleismoneyhungry.com/wrong time to get information on scholarship tickets. As we get closer to the event, I'll be working hard to get additional sponsored tickets as well. So I will talk about the sponsors more on my social media feeds, things like that. I love these people. They are so wonderful. I will say their names very quickly. Cassandra Dacent, Jason Vitug, who's just a lovely, lovely, lovely human being. Jessica Garbarino, who is just incredible. She is 100% in alignment with the mission of this event. She's also writing and talking about single women's money. And Emily Guy, I always want to forget her last name, Emily Guy Birkin, who also has contributed. You four people are so wonderful, so appreciated. And I know for the attendees of Money on the Mountain, they will be so grateful for your support. So anyway, thank you guys. Making hard financial choices, but God, I see the end of the, like, I see the end, the light at the end of the tunnel is so close. And definitely reach out to me if you are there too. Enjoy the workshop tomorrow. I'm so excited to talk about making money with ebooks, and I hope you have a great rest of your day.